ready to compete with women like you.
We got played by the same guy.
He's meeting someone.
He must be cheating on both of us because it's not me.
So what do you want to do?
I want him to feel pain.
We should kick him in the balls.
No, I really like the way your brain works, but I think we're going for something a little bit bigger.
I found this. He's stealing from his partners.
So let's find the money and ruin him.
You put the lawyer, the wife, and the booze together, and we know how to do it just as shady as he does.
Okay, here's the deal. The Other Woman is nothing more than a retread of the teen comedy John Tucker Must Die, but with shrill women in their 40s and a really terrible script. And it's not like John Tucker was a great movie to begin with. Cameron Diaz stars as a girlfriend who abruptly breaks off the relationship when she discovers he has a wife, played by Leslie Mann. The two become unlikely friends who, after meeting the guy's new mistress, played by Kate Upton, decide to seek revenge on the cheating husband. First of all, can we stop trying to make Leslie Mann happen? I have to stomach her in the Judd Apatow movies because she's married to him, but she's not a good actor, and her comedic timing stinks. Paired up with Diaz, the comedy in this film is forced and often nonsensical, seriously, painful to watch. Telling a story of horrible people and problems of their own design, The Other Woman is meant to be empowering, but in the end, it's just excruciating. The Other Woman gets 1 star out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.